there was a lot of people last night when they heard the news. That song was Fire That Up, Sod. When DeAndre Jordan made the decision to, I guess, rejoin your Dallas Mavericks, kind of, sort of. Because if we remember a couple years ago, he decided to join the Dallas Mavericks. Then he was kidnapped by all his Houston Rockets, or all his Clipper teammates, excuse me, and basically decided to change his mind. He had a change of heart. He stayed with his team in L.A. But now, a free agent, and things have gone wacky in the NBA as free agency started last night. DeAndre Jordan is now a Dallas Maverick, and boy, would I love to get your take. 855-787-1033. 855-787-1033. The Mavericks get DeAndre Jordan for 1 year. So are you happy about it? Is it legit this time? Because they have till Friday, you know, to change their mind. I mean, and we kind of know this guy's before. Will he help? There's no doubt about it. I mean, look, let's just be up front here. When we talked about what the Mavericks need, they need a rim protector. They need, look, what were the three, four names we tossed around? A guy like Capella, a guy like DeAndre Jordan, a guy like Dwight Howard, all very similar kind of players. Very athletic. They all can jump out of the gym. They all can rebound like crazy. They all can block shots like crazy. They all can't shoot worth a crap. They all can't make their free throws at all. Okay? So they're all very similar guys. But that is what the Mavericks were in need of. It didn't matter that, you know, they couldn't shoot the ball very well. They couldn't make their free throws. The fact that the Mavericks were able to acquire via the draft and what they had already had on their team, you know, adding a Doncic, adding a Brunson, but being able to keep Dirk and Dennis Smith Jr. And now you have Doncic and you have Dwight Powell and you have the three Bs and Barnes and Barea and you add Brunson and whatever else is on the team. But you bring DeAndre Jordan on board, it gives them the rim protector. It gives them the guy that has that energy, that can run, that can jump, alley-oop, block shots, energy, energy, energy.
Yeah, and you know, I was telling you a couple of little nuggets before the show started, and two that really stood out to me was DeAndre Jordan had 212 dunks last year, which was only second to 213 by Clint Capella. So basically, he led the NBA in dunks. And
his field goal percentage is off the chart,
right?
Because
right.
of all the dunks.
Yeah, and also, he ranked second in the league last year with 15.2 rebounds per game.
And that is, to me, big guys like that, Sod, I think a lot of times a guy is just, you know, like I said this about... who did I say this about, the big fella? Oh, Mo Bamba. I said, Mo Bamba is going to get a double-double and three blocks by accident, okay? And when a guy is that big and that jumping ability and that talented, he's going to get a double-figured, you know, rebounds by accident. But the difference between DeAndre Jordan and some of the other guys is DeAndre Jordan actually busts his ass on the court. He's one of those guys that doesn't loaf. I mean, he runs the floor. He likes to get the big block. He likes to have that impact-making dunk, that impact-making block, that momentum-shifting play. And that's the one thing I do like about DeAndre Jordan. Like you said, his numbers on dunks and block shots and rebounds are off the chart. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he gets 12, 13, 14 points a game, too.
Yeah, and the rebounds, a 15.2. Do you know who led the Mavs last year in rebounds?
Was it Dennis Smith Jr.?
No. Harrison Barnes with 6.1.
Oh, my God. See, that's disgusting. I mean, the fact that Harrison Barnes actually has to do that. So, again, DeAndre Jordan is a Dallas Maverick. Let me repeat. DeAndre Jordan is a Dallas Maverick. You happy? You sad? Do you buy it this time? Do you believe him? Do you want him here? And let me answer the one question that's been hitting Twitter, and Eddie Sefko did it beautifully in the paper today, in the Dallas Morning News. Why only 1 year? And I will paraphrase what Eddie Sefko put in the paper, all right? By signing Jordan to a one-year deal, it accomplishes three things for your Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks will be able to keep their free agent options open next summer when the cap is expected to rise big time. And Sod and I will get into that a little bit later. The summer of 2019 could be off the chain, and we'll tell you why shortly. Secondly, it gives them one of the league's top rebounders, defenders, shot blockers, all that stuff. We just explained that, okay? And third, it allows Jordan the option of going on the market again next summer. And he will join everybody on earth with free agency next summer of 2019.
Let me add one other reason to that.
Sure.
Give the Hawks as bad of a pick as you possibly can. I mean, you don't have next year's first-round pick. For the first time in 3 years, there will be absolutely no tank talk in Dallas.
No.
There's no reason to tank. You don't have a first-round pick. You have a lot of talent. So why give the Hawks the sixth pick when you can give them the 15th?
And that makes two people in the Mavericks organization very, very happy. Rick Carlisle, and I think more importantly, Dirk Nowitzki. Because Dirk, in his possible final year with your Dallas Mavericks, the last thing he wants is another year that he just went through. You know, it's like, really? I mean, we know Carlisle was pissed off about it, but Dirk, come on. Dirk's like, look, let's go get it. Even if we just get into the playoffs, that would be great for my final year. So we'll see what happens. 855-787-1033. Let's go to Daniel in Saginaw. What's up?
Hey, bud. How you doing this morning?
I'm fantastic, man.
Hey, I was wondering, with this addition of a player like DeAndre, does that open up the chances like, you know, Boston does and Philadelphia and the other teams that are considered playoff teams to get a free agent that's, I wouldn't even say LeBron, but anybody in that top tier?
Well, there's still, see, that's the crazy part, and we'll get into more of this. Appreciate the call, Daniel, in 7:30 when we talk about all the big, gigantic, unbelievable news that happened last night. Is the big names are still out there. I mean, we're talking Mavericks hitting DeAndre Jordan right now, but LeBron is still out there. DeMarcus Cousins is still out there. Kawhi Leonard is still out there. There might be a few other names I'm missing, but some of the other monster names shocked the world last night. And, boy, you'll hear Brian Windhorst freaking out over something. You'll hear one of the big free agent signings making a big announcement at a party coming up. But, again, DeAndre going to the Mavericks is the big thing. And I know immediately when we had Doncic signed, I kept thinking, okay, this is great. 3D in Dallas. We got Dennis, we got Doncic, and we got Dirk. Well, now it's 4D. Now it's Dirk and DeAndre and Dennis and Doncic. It could be 5D if you want Dwight Powell in the mix. I mean, I don't know if Dwight Powell fits in that mix. I mean, Dwight Powell's a nice player to have on your roster. Let me just put it that way. Stanford grad. Good guy, hustles. I think he's gotten better, had his shot. You know, but I think the one thing that Dwight Powell brings to the table, smart guy, hustles, puts out a big-time effort all the time. And he has been Dennis Smith's go-to alley-oop guy. He's been that guy. Well, guess who that guy is now? I mean, look, DeAndre Jordan. And I said this before, and I'll say it again. I think in the world of sports, for the most part, if you hate a player on another team, can't stand him, but he's really outstanding, and he joins your team, I just can't think of a situation where a great player comes and joins a team and everybody hates him. You're going to love the guy once he scores touchdowns, once he hits home runs, once he dunks his first basket, once he hits his first three-pointer. It's just natural. Look, Terrell Owens basically pissed all over the star until George Teague knocked the crap out of him. And then guess what? We learned to love T.O. Deion Sanders, we couldn't stand his hot dogging ass. But guess what? When he came to the Dallas Cowboys, we loved him. He was doing reverses, kickoff returns, punt. He was unbelievable. When Charles Haley came to the Cowboys, he made the biggest difference that everybody tells you. He helped them basically solidify the Super Bowls. And so on, and so on, and so on. And when DeAndre Jordan dissed the Mavericks last year, were we all pissed off? Yes. As Saad played you the chant from American Airlines Center earlier, DeAndre sucks, DeAndre. It's very common, okay? But guess what? Currently, at this moment, at 7:20 on Sunday morning, July 1st, DeAndre Jordan is a Dallas Maverick. Now, as I said, we know he's got till Friday. And, okay, let me ask you this. What would happen if he just, there's no way he back. There's no way. Right? There's no way that he would do this a second time.
No, he can't. I mean, the first time, it's one of those things where you only hate him for a basketball reason, not really as a person, you know? I think that's the general feeling, but if you do it the second time.
Well, and let me hear, and I just thought of this for a second, so stay with me. So the first time he did it, when he changed his mind, he had all the reason in the world. Blake Griffin was there. Everybody was still there. Wasn't Chris Paul still there? Everybody was still there. Now, there's nobody on the... Are you kidding me? He couldn't wait to get the hell out of L.A. Hell, Austin Rivers left his dad. His dad said, get the hell out of here. We're blowing the ship up. So the Clippers don't have anything left. So it made it easy for DeAndre Jordan to say, okay, let me get the hell out of L.A. Where am I going to go? And as we mentioned to you, why the one-year deal? Because it keeps the options open for both parties, to be honest with you. And let's go ahead and talk about it. So the summer of 2019, Saad, you had some good nuggets on this as to why this is going to be big. Each team's salary cap's going to get it's going to be huge, more money for everybody to spend. Secondly, the Mavericks had some deals that are going on as well.
Yeah, Wesley Matthews' big contract, that's over. DeAndre Jordan's contract, that's going to be over. And
Dirk might be retiring.
Dirk might be retiring. So Dennis and Luka will both still be on rookie
contracts.
Deals. And so they'll have a lot of room to go get somebody. And by the way, Kevin Durant just signed a 1-1 with the Warriors, so he can opt out next year and hit the market. And Klay Thompson's going to be a free agent next year as well. So, the Warriors keep all of them. Maybe they keep the band together, but if not, someone might be available.
See, I do get it because when most people talk sports, as much as I think it's changed over the years, when you hear guys say, it's not about the money, it's about the money. Now, there are certain people like Dirk and others out there that, you know, hey, look, they'll take less money to stay because they love where they are. But if I've heard Klay Thompson say, there's no reason for me to leave. I'm with the best team in the world. We've won two in a row. We've got the best nucleus. We're all young. They're in their 20s. You know, why leave? You know, it's like, okay, I've won my rings. I've won my titles. I'm making great money, but I can go somewhere and make greater money, but be on a crap team. See, that to me, that's why I think Durant is it's more of a, not a political game, but he's just playing the game right now. I don't think Durant's going anywhere. I don't think Klay Thompson's going anywhere. I don't think Draymond Green's going anywhere. I don't think Steph Curry. I think those four cats look at each other and go, look, all we have to do is just add pieces to the puzzle besides us every year. And that's what they've done, if you notice. They add another bench guy. They add another bench guy. They add an extra bench. They just keep adding to the... They're set. But I think, like you said, the summer of 2019 for the Dallas Mavericks, you're going to free up some money, and you have a little bit of the nucleus now with Dennis Smith Jr., with Harrison Barnes, and Luka Doncic. And then whatever else might be deemed, you know, if Giannis' little brother becomes whatever. But Dallas can then possibly go attract one of the big names, and there's some big old names coming out next year. I mean, like you said, there's some big boys coming out. So it's going to free up money for everybody. But the DeAndre Jordan signing for the Mavericks, if you're a Maverick fan, you have to be juiced by this. I mean, first, just the second year of Dennis Smith Jr. has got to make me excited. Dude was better than I thought he was going to be, more mature than I thought he was going to be, and just I thought he was fantastic last year. I like Harrison Barnes. I think he's a solid player. But the Doncic thing, like I said, I had to be sold on that, but I'm buying it now. I saw they already had a poll out the other day on ESPN, the 2018-2019 Rookie of the Year poll, and I was blown away. Luka Doncic was winning like 64% of the vote. Over Ayton, over Bagley, over Bamba, over Carter, over Jackson, over Trae Young. It wasn't even close. So the Mavericks have got themselves a young stud in Luka Doncic. They got a young stud in Dennis Smith Jr. They still have a young stud in Harrison Barnes. They got an elder stud in Dirk Nowitzki. And now they got a guy that's pretty much, I would say, still in his prime. DeAndre Jordan joining the Dallas Mavericks. I would say, in a word, it's delicious, ladies and gentlemen.